Okay, we're about to start with our Pro Stock Motorcycle race winner and world champion. We are joined by Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Matt and Angie Smith. Matt Smith winning his sixth world championship in the National Hot Rod Association today. Third straight, that's a great stat, fourth in 5 years, and had four wins on the season to become the champion and join Andrew Hines and Dave Schultz as the only Pro Stock Motorcycle racers with six world championships. And Angie goes on to win the race. A great day of racing for Angie Smith, getting through Freddie Camarena, Jerry Savoie, going on, taking out Steve Johnson and Joey Gladstone in the final round. So here we are with Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Congratulations on your race day. Just walk us through this weekend as you guys both try to achieve your own goals, starting off with Angie.
Well, first of all, this guy never gets nervous, and he was nervous for the sixth one. And I just kept telling him, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Just go do what you know to do, what you've done five other times. And, you know, I just needed to go out there and qualify well and just turn on wind lights. And I think my goal in qualifying was just to go out there and make straight runs. And every round we just started creeping up on, you know, we would go faster and faster and faster. And so I knew I had a good bike going into today. And Jerry Savoie has been a thorn in my side all year. And I got the win against him. And then Steve Johnson also. I mean, everybody that we race this day is very, very tough competitors when you have 16 bikes that show up and as strong as all of the 16 bikes are. So turned on the wind light against Jerry, turned on the Steve Johnson actually broke, but I knew I had to go out there and make a decent run. And so I had a single, but when I left the line, the bike shook pretty hard in low gear. And so I told him when we got back, I was like, the bike shook pretty hard in low gear. So he looked at all the data and everything and made a tune-up call. And I remember the last thing that he said to me and the last thing that my crew guy Ferris said to me. He said, they both said, you got this. Go do your job. And it took all of that because I did my job and I won it on a hole shot. And I think I would rather win races on a hole shot than anything. I mean, it's nice to outrun people, but winning on a hole shot is pretty epic.
To beat Joey Gladstone on a hole shot. If we got any questions for Angie Smith, our Pro Stock Motorcycle winner, and then we'll go to Matt. But starting off with Josh Hatchett from NHRA.
Angie, two out of the last 3 years, you guys have you've been able to kind of win the season finale in a championship kind of mood. How exciting is that for you guys to kind of end the season on a high note and also get the championship kind of at the same time?
It's a win-win for both of us. You know, for our whole team to win, it's awesome because we win together and we lose together. And for him to win the championship, me to win the race, you know, we're going to have a party for sure when we go home. And like I said, it's tough out here in Pro Stock Motorcycle. All these classes are tough, but, you know, it's going to be epic.
Final round, you ran Joey Gladstone. He's a lever.
He is a lever.
And you beat him on a hole shot. That's just got to be extra meaningful.
It is, because and I knew Joey. He, when I was 20 on my bye round when Steve's bike broke. So I was just like, you know, I just got to go up there, and I was going to be fine if I went 20. If I lost and I was 20 on the tree, then it wasn't meant to be. And I was 17 on the tree, and to win it on a hole shot, I mean, like you said, Joey's one of the best levers in the class, and for me to leave on him, that was awesome.
And Matt, your day started off, you had to go one round. We put you through all the media exercises, but Joey was your nearest points competitor. You had to run Michael Phillips, a fun nemesis of yours, and the first 3 hours of the day or so started off kind of interesting as they were getting psychological to try to get into your head. Why don't you walk us through that, because I don't think anybody in this media center knows what was going on, what you were dealing with.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Phillips started this morning at driver intros, and it went the whole time up until we got on our bikes. I mean, he followed me everywhere, just blabbing the whole time. And, I mean, it was to the point it was getting annoying, but I didn't lose my cool. I just let him talk, and I just ignored him. And all in all, I mean, this Denso bike's been awesome this year. Angie's got a great bike, you know. We took my motor out from the last two races and put it in her bike because we had a shot of being 1 and 2 in points, and I think we missed it by 12 points from being 1 and 2 in points. So, but hats off to her. She's had a heck of a season, three final rounds, I think, this year, and winning the last race. And we won four races and won the championship. And man, to be the only pro stock motorcycle that's won every Camping World Championship so far is pretty amazing.
Let's open it up to members of the media. Kevin McKenna, NHRA National Dragster.
I know you raced obviously quite a bit with Andrew Hines, but I don't think you ever got a chance to race Dave Schultz. Did you know him at all, and just your thoughts on what it means to tie him?
Yes, you know, I knew Dave Schultz. I was really good friends with his son, Brian, back in AMA Pro Star. Me and Brian hung out a lot, and always looked up to Dave. I mean, he was the best out here. And just to have my name associated with him and, you know, and Andrew Hines, to tie them for the most all-time championships in NHRA is amazing. And hopefully I'm not done. I turned 50. But I'm not done yet. I'm going to continue this and maybe go, you know, above and beyond and get a seventh, you know, championship sometime. But our goal right now is focused for next year's is to develop the Suzuki program, get it better, and try to come out here next year on a Suzuki and win a championship.
Matt, first of all, congratulations. This whole season, we've watched you not only getting the wins, but also kind of almost expanding your family for not only what you've done with Angie, but also with Gianna on the bike. How special is it for you to kind of cap off the season, see some more of that confidence in her, see Angie win this last race at the end of the season, and obviously you win the championship?
It's been great. I mean, you know, for me to, you know, Angie went through a tough time there, you know, 5-6 years ago in her career of riding and all that, and we pulled her through that. And Gianna's the same way. She's gone through a tough time with two wrecks, you know, and really the all-season wreck really hurt her pretty good. And for her to come back and do what she's done from Indy until this race, we don't know what happened to her bike here. I think her bike and Eddie Krawick's bike rode in the same trailer coming here because they both developed something that we can't figure it out yet. So we'll get back and strip her bike down and get it all back ready. And we've got four test sessions planned for her over the winter, and we've got another bike for her, so she's going to be riding two different bikes through the winter, and we're going to give her a lot of laps. And my goal for her next year is to come out here and have a top 10 bike to be able to come out here and race for wins just like we're doing right now. And like I said, we're going to develop this Suzuki program, and I promise you we've got some new parts, and we're going to be fast with it next year.
Matt, a couple of final questions just in terms of the people you are looking to join, Andrew Hines and Dave Schultz, gods, icons of the sport. But the way you're doing it, 4 and 5 years, this rapid succession of championships since you have decided to go fully in, you got a stable sponsor, you've been able to show what you're capable of. Now you have a shot, if you got that seventh, to put yourself in your own region when it comes to pro stock motorcycle. I know that's on your radar. Just talk a little bit about how you've been able to be so dominant with the Black Trailer and the Death Star and all these other teams that are so good. You guys have really put together the wins over this four-year stretch.
And that's what it's all about. I mean, if you look at my 07 championship, we had Torco, and then they bailed out it next year. Then 13, we won the championship, and we had a Viper in there, and then they bailed out. You know, people don't realize how much effort you have to put in a pro-stock motorcycle with R&D and development. We don't get to do vacations over the wintertime. We work harder. When I get home from this race, we work harder then than we do all year long up until Gainesville. And for Denso coming on board with us, it shows what a sponsor can do for a team that is low funded, and then we get a good sponsor and they stick on board with us. It shows what we're capable of. And to have Lisa and Denso and Lucas Oil to step with us and to do this is amazing, because we couldn't do the last three championships without Denso, period. And I'm proud to be associated with them. I'm proud to represent them, and they're great for NHRA. They're great for our sport, and they're great for our team.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, congratulations on both of you winning Pomona, the Auto Club Finals 2022 World Champion and race winner. Go celebrate.
Thank you.